Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It has reared its ugly head again. I shouldn't say ugly head. It's two beautiful heads.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Has he ever played the tuna trick?
And James Strebel.
Five times it. John Calipari came and said, nah, be mine.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know what the other teams look like.
How many guys? I mean, you had Samardo Samuels, you had Wayne Blackshear, you had Shane Bohannon, you had Chris Jones. I mean, who else am I missing on that? Like, there was...
They were getting ready to announce Preston Knowles. I don't know. I don't know what the other teams look like.
What sort of brand name guys do you need?
God, people lost their minds over this. This is a Twitter thing. It's only a social media thing. All right, 5 o'clock hour, as always, here on The Take on a Wednesday. It's ESPN 680-1057, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They are delivering CoxsLouisville.com. All the spirits, the beer, the wine, the premium cigars, you know they got you covered. The Evergreen Liquors locations have all that great craft beer selection, and they got you covered tonight, this week, this weekend. They got you covered going into Father's Day. Get those Father's Day gifts as well. I want to get back to a little bit of Calipari stuff. And okay. I want to get to a Davion Mintz conversation that I meant to get to, quite frankly, last hour.
Oh, yeah.
That gets Strebel going.
Gets me going.
Oh, nothing gets him going like a corner three from Davion Mintz.
Revs my engine.
Oh, yeah. Mitch, how much more do you want to talk about the Louisville TBT? Because I only find it
zero.
Funny.
I've said my piece. I'm going to continue doing journalism, and maybe we can revisit later in the week if I find out anything.
I did see on Twitter to where they said the name three-time champs, the TBT didn't like that, to which I say...
And who said it was a crap name?
Well,
the guy sitting across from you, just saying.
I did. I didn't like it.
Okay, so who's the guy we got to call out here? Because you've been reaching out to some PR guy at the TBT, and I don't mind reaching out to him as well. We're going to go full court press on this dude.
We have to, man.
Okay, his name's Jake Pavorsky.
Pavorsky? I think it's Pavorsky, yeah.
He's the director of player personnel and PR for the tournament, okay?
All right.
We're going to get into his email. And me and Mitch are going to attack. We need to have him on, and we need to find out what the hell's going on.
This is bad PR. He's a PR guy.
Only for comedy, though.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only because it's funny at this point. Mitch is currently battling with not only Rummage, but Luke Hancock. Mm-hmm. We all believe that Ennis might agree with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that
we don't think Ennis cares. I'm following this guy right now.
I followed him as well.
You followed him?
I'm on the train.
You ready to send an email later
I'm
tonight,
ready to
Big
send
Rig?
A DM, an email, whatever,
whatever
I need to
whatever
do.
You
His
need
DMs
to do.
Are open.
We just, need, we just need more information.
I just want an answer. I just want some answers. That's all we want. We just want some answers.
I don't think we need any more information. I think we just, we have to make this, here's the point. We have to make this funny in our own way.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
I contend, I text Diener this, people that are mad, it's just people on Twitter that are always mad.
Yeah, but that's a great
point. It's just Twitter.
Point.
The Louisville fan who doesn't live on Twitter, and I don't always think that's a good excuse.
Right.
But I think for this one it is. I don't think people give a damn.
Because the people that were the angriest on Twitter at Mitch and at the TBT were all Twitter people from Louisville that I've seen many times say ugly, ugly things to me, Kentucky people, you, Mitch, whoever. They're Louisville Twitter assassins. Those
where's
are the ones that are drumming this
where's
up.
Where's the Kentucky fans on this, Strebel? There's not very
care.
Many.
They don't know it exists. They don't know
care.
It exists.
They're worried about Jalen Duren being on campus.
I'm not going to lie. The few people who got back to me when I was kind of searching around didn't know Louisville had a TBT team. So
Like TBT people, right?
Yes.
Didn't know Louisville had a TBT team.
Yes.
That's worth. That's a question worth answering
Mitch,
right there.
Mitch is battling right. We got to get this Pavorsky.
I love this.
We got to get Pavorsky on.
We have to get Pavorsky
Mitch,
on.
I'm going to be off tomorrow, but if Pavorsky has 10 minutes, I will arrive.
I'll do the interview. I want to know.
Good enough. I'll just sit back and let Mitch go. I won't even say a word. Let him do the interview. 100%.
How can we try to get him in the next 55 minutes? That's what I need.
Is that
to
your
know.
Goal,
Mitch? Have you? So you have emailed him, but he's not emailed
I've
you.
I've emailed
back.
And DM'd him.
I'm gonna DM him during the break. Just Pavorsky, you're being crushed. We need you.
Yes,
like just like
we
Pavorsky. Now, are his DMs open?
They are. They're all, his DMs are open. I checked that because I was gonna DM him. I was see what you wanted to do first. But his Pavorsky's DMs.
All right, DM Pavorsky then. Go ahead
are
and say,
open.
Say, hey, I'm a gas bag in Louisville.
Okay.
We're having fun with the story, but there are some fans wondering about the TBT. Do you care? Do you have 5 minutes before 6 p.m. Eastern time?
Okay, I'm doing that right
there
now.
There it is.
There we go. Hey, Jake, I'm a Louisville.
No, Pavorsky. Oh,
Pavorsky. Hey, Pavorsky.
No, just Pavorsky.
Pavorsky.
Pavorsky, comma.
Here's
Pavorsky.
The problem I came okay. across. I came across like these emails and DMs when I'm reaching out as like the crazy Louisville fans. Like, why didn't you select them? I just wanted more information. Like, I don't care that they got snubbed or whatever. I just want to know why.
Texas says we Kentucky people don't know how to operate that dare Twitter. No. Ask the players that took a knee for the Florida game.
Well,
I got a hot take on that I have to get to. I mean,
oh, really?
Do you see that Ben Roberts story on Kellen Grady, my man O'Grady, his social activism?
Oh, he's big in it. Yeah, he's really big in it.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't
it's
wait.
Gonna, it's
that
gonna,
is going to be a story for us
it
in
the
season.
At some
that
point.
That is just going to be Louisville fans, get ready.
He's
going to
tweet
it's
something
going to
or he's
it's
going,
going
to do
to
something that's going to piss off Kentucky fans. And we don't, just play ball. Just play ball.
Texas says Mitch 40. Texas says, did Mitch say that TBT people didn't know Louisville had a TBT team?
I'm saying when I reached out, I was like, has there been any buzz with the Louisville TBT not making the field? And I got told no.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's not. It's really not. You're interesting. It's really not. Okay, so we talked about the earlier at 3 o'clock. It's worth mentioning we had a mini celebration today around the show as we all got to sit back. We actually had Strieble had a Busch Light and some confetti cake.
I did. That's
exactly what he had because we had, as we emerge out of COVID, okay, we had our – did you send that away to Pavorsky?
Send it away. Yep, send it away to Pavorsky. We're good.
The ball's in your court, Pavorsky.
Yeah, Pavorsky, you've been called out by Mitch. You've been called out by Big Rig. Let's go. Let's go.
Mitch, you know what we need to do? We need to be stereotypical. This guy's a Philly guy.
He is a Philly
we
guy.
We need to be stereotypical. We have Big Rig.
Yep.
We all need Nick. Hey, we need to interview him like he thinks we sound.
Yes.
Do you
like
understand
Big
that?
Big Rig. We got what's Mitch's nickname? Mitch Handgun.
Handgun and Big Rig. Big Rig and Handgun in the afternoon. Do you understand?
Why we thought of that before?
And you guys and I would just sit back. I would just sit back and you guys just do this interview.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Oh, I hope he reaches back. Oh man,
Pavorsky.
Come on, Pavorsky.
The ball's in your court, Pavorsky.
It
do
is.
You understand what I'm saying?
Trying to do some
the
journalism,
ball
Pavorsky.
Is in your court.
And your beard.
Anyway, I mean, he's got a great beard.
He looks
beard.
Great. He's got great
he is,
hair.
He's a great looking
guy. He's a good
man.
Looking guy. He's got great hair. He's got a great beard. He's a good looking dude.
Find this guy. No one has any idea who we're talking about. The TBT PR guys, Jake Pavorsky. Find him on Twitter.
Yep.
We have befriended him.
Yes.
Actually, we just friended him. He has not answered back any of our overtures, so we'll see what happens. Earlier in the show, we talked about how it's a celebration that we had the Yahoo article that because of the way college basketball, the increased pressure and everything else, the Cal would look to go to the NBA. It's nice now as we emerge out of COVID that we're back to having at least the yearly John Calipari to the NBA story. And Mitch, I think you'll love. And so we talked about all of it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel like name, image, and likeness needs to be a bigger story. I got called out for listening to KSR. Matt talked about it today. Listen, we talked about it Monday and Tuesday. We talked about it a couple days last week.
Well, Friday, at least.
I mean, literally on Monday or Tuesday, I was saying that the, you know, the state government has let Louisville and Kentucky down for the most part. They've let them down by not pushing this through when you get to the point that your rant, I mean, everything revolves around college athletics, especially at the high levels of basketball and football. So we had that conversation. I feel like I know what Louisville thinks. They're all in. I don't know with Mitch Barnhart and Kentucky. And obviously we know what Cal thinks.
Yeah.
I mean, Cal's going against the G League. Jalen Duren's coming in, what, early July? Or is it late June?
Last week in June.
Last weekend of June.
Next
the 30th week, or 29th.
Yeah, week
or
after next.
Yeah,
he's going to be in.
It's one of those things to where this guy's coming in town. It's one example that there are going to be big offers from the professional ranks. So we know what Cal thinks. What does Kentucky think? I think that is something interesting to store in the back of your mind over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months. We'll get to that as well. I got laughing during the break. I took a smile, took a sip of my drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, you guys were all just talking about this stupid story, okay, the TBT and everything
off
else.
Off air, yeah.
And I got thinking about it. I don't think Cal's leaving,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
The stories yearly do nothing. I didn't even know the writers on Yahoo.
Sure, they put that out there.
It came out last night, like 7:30, and no one saw it until about noon-ish.
Today, yeah.
11:45-ish. Our shows were kind of, I remember our shows were like going off the air. It was almost noon-ish that it kind of made its way around. So this is a non-story. It was a little clickbait to put Cal up there. Cal's come out and said, I have the best job in the country and everything else. I'm not saying that Cal or Cal's people leak that to Yahoo, but it does match up with a narrative that pressure is mounting after last year, and pressure is mounting for Cal to win another title. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
That's why you hired Orlando Tigua and Tim Coleman.
It's a period, end of discussion. He knows it for his legacy. Kentucky fans, everybody knows it. The media, Calipari getting back to being on top is absolutely, in my opinion, one of the main storylines in the country.
Absolutely.
And I think you're starting to see the national media pick up on that a lot of offseason stuff has been about Kentucky. And again, it's about Kentucky because partially they won 9 games last year.
Right.
But I think, you know, Calipari's been vocal on not liking the transfer portal. I think he is in the majority big time on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see Calipari tiring out as his tenure now, 12 years and counting, is a very long time. With that being said, I still don't think he's leaving. And
no.
I don't think the NBA wants him, and I don't think he's leaving. I don't think he can scream shoot into the face of an NBA player.
What are you doing?
I mean, Cal looks like he's going to have a damn stroke on the sideline.
All the time.
But I say all that to say this. Mitch, can you imagine if we're sitting here this year,
yeah,
next year, what? 2 years from, who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
And you're sitting there and we're arguing about something.
Yeah. Okay.
And it comes across Calipari's leaving.
Oh.
And I have to break that news to you. Like I see it. It's out of nowhere. Like, remember when Brad Stevens went to the Celtics?
Yeah.
It was out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, he just went.
It
yeah.
was like, when it happened, everyone was like, damn, Brad
Stevens. Bang, bang.
Like, no one had any idea what, I mean, that just seemed like it was an anvil.
Yeah.
Like, it was just coming out of nowhere, okay? Oh, anvil, who says that?
I like
what a musty-ass
an anvil,
reference.
Yeah.
You like that? Like, it's like Wile E. Coyote.
Coyote and
the Roadrunner.
Road yeah, he's dropping an anvil on Wile E. Coyote's head, yes.
Mitch, you know who that is. When I say Wile E. Coyote.
Yes, I know who that is.
Okay, well, okay. I'm just making sure.
I'm sure he knows from Space
By the way, Taxa Reds just swept the Brewers, Mitch. Oof.
Another win for the Reds. They're on fire.
Oof.
Joey Votto.
You know what? The Reds are the best team in baseball. Hottest team in baseball. They are.
No, they're not.
Who's hotter, them or the Mets? Maybe the Mets. Hottest team in baseball.
The Oakland A's.
No one cares there about them except for Biscuit. That trash stadium. Hope they leave.
They've won five straight.
Dump.
Who, the A's or the Reds?
Oh, I guess it is the Reds.
It is the Reds.
Reds are the straight. Hottest team in baseball.
Six straight, baby. They're on a roll, coming for the Cubs.
Shocking how that goes, Mitch. Shocking how that goes.
They helped us. We swept the Marlins, so.
Wasn't it a two-game set? Doesn't matter. Three. Okay. 437-9680. Like, just imagine it's 445, and out of nowhere, whoever would report it, John Calipari nearing a deal to go to fill in the blank.
The Knicks.
I mean, I would just fall over. Imagine me breaking that news to you. What a moment. That's the moment that I need.
Man, there's a similar situation, obviously not to that magnitude, last year when Johnny Juzang transferred. You broke the news to me on air about that. Because there were
But that was Johnny Juzang.
I know, it's not the magnitude of it.
Yeah.
But even with that, I was like, what?
Mitch, could you find those? I broke the news, for Johnny Juzang?
Johnny Juzang.
And what about the tall guy? Matt Harms, or was
Matt
on
Harms.
Twitter?
No, that was on Twitter.
That was on Twitter.
That was Banchero and Johnny Juzang.
Banchero was a good one, too.
But that was a happy one.
That was a happy one. Yeah, the Banchero and the Johnny Juzang were sad ones. And the Juzang one was particularly because nobody thought he was going to transfer. Nobody came out of nowhere.
I'm just bringing the tab. Why'd you clean that up so quick?
Oh, because it looks like you wanted to read something.
No, I'm just looking.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were going to read something, so I just stopped.
It's fine.
It looked urgent.
Fine. Big Rig and Little Mitchard. Yeah?
Yeah. Big Rig and Little Mitchard show.
What do you think of Arizona State being in trouble? Nothing.
Nothing. Herm Edwards is
nothing.
In trouble.
Absolutely nothing.
Not no one cares. Thing. I saw that, and I was like, nobody cares about this. There can't be anybody outside of Arizona State that cares.
437-9680. Mitch, do we have that sound?
Yes. Which one you want?
Either one. Let's drop this haymaker. Are you ready for this, Mitch?
Uh-oh.
He's going to be upset. It's going to ruin his sound bracket. He was laughing. He was having a good time. Breaking news, Johnny Juzang transferring from Kentucky.
What? Are you serious? Why? Oh, my gosh. What in the – why? What is the point? What was the point of that season then? What's he doing? Is it because he's quarantined and he's spending time with his family? He's like, man, I don't really want to go all the way back to Kentucky from California. What? Every year there's somebody.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal.
I thought he was going to be good.
So did I.
Well, at least we were right.
Yeah, he was damn good. Damn good.
Texas says Reds have won 13 of 16, bow to the Reds.
And what have they done? They've gone from fourth place to third place and are only one game above the Cardinals. They haven't done jack squat with that.
Let's play the other one. Paolo Banchero has committed to Duke.
You're kidding me. Duke? Duke? He committed to Duke? Duke. They did it again. They did it again. Coach K swooped in again. He's talking about tennis. It's Zion Williamson 2.0. Zion Williamson 2.0. Nobody's talking about, where's the money? Where's the money, Coach K? What's going on? You did it again. What's his name? Shire dropping the bags again.
From one brotherhood to another.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
That's barf-worthy. Absolutely barf-worthy. That's disgusting. That makes me want to freaking vomit. Cal, shave the damn beard and go recruit some damn players. Okay, go to Duke. Go to Duke, Paolo. I can't do it.
He's melted. How do we go to Bozich? How do we go to Bozich? The day started.
Do your job, Joey Calipari!
Wow.
Now imagine that amplified by 10.
So you'd be that sad.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Would you be
I
sad or angry or what would it be?
I'd be sad more than anything. I don't think I'd be mad.
What would be your pivot to you better go hire who? Who would you go to? Would you go to Brad Stevens? Who is going to be in the front office? Where would you go? That's what I want to know.
Man, I don't even know. I'm dead serious. I don't know.
I do think Cal doesn't like – I do think the end could be – he's 62. I don't know. I think the over-under for him being at Kentucky is 64 and a half.
Really?
That'd be like three more years.
I'd say that's like
maybe 15 years at Kentucky.
That's a long time. I don't even know who they would go to.
Kenny Payne was back. Did you see that?
Kenny Payne was back. I did retweet that. Maybe Kenny Payne was in there talking about succeeding John Calipari. Maybe. Well, succession and work.
Texas says the gas bags, Andy Big Rig and the Gambler. Has Pavorsky hit you back yet?
Oh, let me check.
Check your DMs.
I didn't have any. Usually my
this
email.
Gutless puke.
Email will pop up if, nope, nothing. Nope. No answer. Last time he tweeted was 22 hours ago.
No, this Pavorsky guy is a coward.
He's very cowardly.
Let's smoke this guy out. Let's get this guy.
I mean, again, we're going to come off as like the crazy Louisville fans of like, why did you accept them in a tournament?
Should that be our angle? Should that be our angle, actually, as a joke?
Yeah, that we're –
theater, that we're the mad Louisville fans.
Why did you take – why can't Shane Bohannon play? He wants to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Pavorsky.
That's exactly what we – that needs to be what we do. Instead of finding the actual truth, Mitch, we just need to be
gas bags. All I want is the truth. I feel like I'm being lied to by everyone. I just want the truth.
I
want to
see if Wayne lost weight. He's still fat.
I do want to see what Wayne Blackshear looks like. I want to see what Shane's been up to.
Yeah,
that's
all
what
of
I'm
them.
The most sad about.
Well, not all of them. A few of them. I mean, Shane.
What's Preston Knowles been doing? I asked that because I don't know.
No idea. The last thing you remember from Preston Knowles was he got hurt and then they lost to Morehead State. That's the last thing
I'm
we remember.
I'm shocked that's where you went.
Real? No, you're not.
I thought you would have went snarky.
That was snarky.
Well, the
losing to Morehead State.
The hairbrush incident.
Oh, no. I'm going to the iconic, you know, Rick Pitino, sad, Cardinal Bird in the background, sad, Kenneth Faried, happy.
Mitch, we got to play sound here. Do you believe, or what do you believe as it pertains to Davion Mintz?
Oh, I mean, obviously it came out today who was invited to the NBA Combine, only three area players, Boston, Jackson, Johnson. Those are the only three guys.
Did Bassey get it? It doesn't matter.
I can't
that's
remember.
That's
a great question. I was just focused
but
on
obviously
Louisville,
Carly
Kentucky.
Jones did not make it.
But he hired
obviously.
An agent.
He hired an agent. He's gone. Davion Mintz did not make it.
Yeah.
Also not, I mean, that's not a surprise,
not
right?
Not surprising at all. The only twist to Davion Mintz is a few days ago, Kentucky basketball's official Twitter account tweeted out the players to follow for the upcoming season, and they included Davion Mintz in that tweet. So I don't know what that says. Does that mean that if they don't put him on there, I don't know how the roster thing works out. I'm more convinced than I was a week ago. And I was pretty confident. I think he's back. I honestly do. I think he's back. I think Kentucky basketball is including him for a reason. I think his non-invite to the combine was kind of like the last book in the chapter closed.
Yeah, but he knew he wasn't getting invited. I'm just playing devil's advocate
here.
They have so many guards. It would go against all common sense if he came back. Like, Malik Williams came back, and they needed him. It was
sure.
a position of need.
Right.
If he can give you 14 minutes a game, that is worth it. His leadership and him being
sure.
around is worth it for him to come back. And, of course, it'd be good for him. But selfishly, the team thinks, hey, if you're Chris Mack, this would be good for me.
Right.
I mean, Davion Mintz, I mean, that is – I mean, I was joking around the office. They playing four guards here?
Yeah.
They have a lot of guards.
They've got a lot of guards. I agree. And there may be some hurt feelings or something. And maybe you get another transfer. But, I mean, I'd rather have Davion Mintz over just about anybody outside of Ty Washington and probably, God, Kellen Grady maybe. Those two I want for sure. For sure. I'd take Mintz over anybody else.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I was trying to think if there
Allen. I mean, those are the other three guys.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think, would you take Mintz over all of those guys except for Ty Washington?
I think Grady's going to be – I think he's going to ball. I think he's a high
– What about
high
his
volume.
What about his activism, though?
Good for him.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
What does BBN think? What
I,
do you think BBN thinks?
I don't care what BBN thinks. I don't give a
Mitch,
damn.
I want you to reach out to your family, and I want to find out what the handguns think.
The handguns.
Has Pavarotti hit you back yet?
Still no.
Pavorsky? Nothing on Pavorsky?
Not a thing. Not a thing.
Tomorrow we turn up the heat on this Pavorsky, guys.
Oh, we got to put the – my wife's listening. Who cares about the cats? Talk about the cards, she just said.
Mitch, what sound do you want to play for Mrs. Strebel? Mitch, what's that? This is a big moment. This is a big moment. It's got to be one of the IG reactions, doesn't it? It's got to be the moment.
Well, see,
it's got
to
be.
Let's go to last week's mixtape. Let's hold on. Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Where's she going right now?
I don't. They're on the. Actually, maybe she's the. I don't know.
He's in trouble right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
He's stammering.
No,
he's scattering.
Let's start with a good one.
I mean, okay. I can go first.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, I feel like. My wife's pretty happy.
There you go, Mr. Strebel.
She's supposed to be at the baseball field because Kellen's supposed to be there at 5:30.
Go ahead and play it. He's trying to. What do?
Deflect.
Yes, you're
trying to deflect.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. Ah, yeah, man. Shoot. I mean,
it's like a fisher's
she's
net.
She's wearing fishnet like beachwear. And everything's placed very specifically, so you don't get the whole show. But I like it.
I'll send this to you.
I want
secret,
to be at that beach.
iCloud drive. Don't worry about that. All right, that secret one that you have.
Make sure it doesn't go to the one that my wife can see. I'm kidding. We're kidding.
Oh, man. I can't look at him, man.
I can't look at him.
Wow, what were you doing last night?
I'm okay. My wife was off, so we drank some drinks and watched TV and hung out and just spent some time together.
Mitch, at 5:23, he throws. I'm looking at his face. We're hearing the veto. It was Strebel alone time last night.
Well, it was 1 a.m., and I get a DM, and so I opened it up, and Jason Markham asked if I could do the Friday quickie, so I said, sure.
Your cigarette after was a Jason Markham DM.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's an evil laugh by Mitch.
Oh, man.
That was an evil, evil that Mitch went,
because he doesn't have to see you.
No, he doesn't.
You have no power right now, Strebel.
I don't.
He has all the power.
He does. He's maniacal
Mitch
back there.
Mitch has all the power. Strebel's wife's listening. Again, she wanted to be professional cyclist and what was it, volleyball? But Strebel didn't want to play any of that.
Softball.
Yeah,
softball.
He didn't want to go to Baxter Jack's on a Wednesday night and play a little bump set spike. He
right.
Didn't want any of that.
No, it's not. Oh, she texted me again.
Oh boy, play another one. Hit him over the head with another one.
Hold on, what's she saying?
It's hour. Jessica. She says, "I appreciate you guys." It's a little. Little normal selfie.
Oh, I just said no. Well, when she does selfies, they're not really normal.
Look at that.
There's a little. I mean, there's added oomph to her selfies. Little added oomph.
You're welcome, Jessica.
For whatever you're thanking me for.
What do you mean you're welcome?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank. Didn't you say you wanted to thank?
She should be thanking me. I'm the one that goes to her account. You don't go to her account anymore. When's the last time
what?
You had a good IG lurk?
Gosh, it's been a while. I really haven't
Has
lurked
it really?
Too much. Yeah, I haven't lurked too much on IG here recently. I don't know. No good reason. I just haven't. Maybe I'll do that later. Well, a lot going on tonight. It is a gif of Homer Simpson in a doghouse. That's what she sent me.
Oh, boy. You want to sit in and how uncomfortable this is right now, Mitch? You want to just sit here.
I'm fine.
I didn't hold back either. I chose a haymaker one.
You did.
I mean, it's better than TBT talk.
Yeah, better than the basketball tournament. Yeah.
Texas says, I'm literally going to Baxter Jack's right now.
Good luck and enjoy.
You know what? There's a part of me that's always wanted to do that.
What, do volleyball at Baxter Jack's?
Do a volleyball league on, like, a Wednesday night at Baxter Jack's. I'm serious when I say that. I'm not good enough, I'm sure, to play, obviously. But I'm saying there is a part of me that is driven by and thought, that's something I would like to do.
I know. I have a lot of friends, and my sister has some friends, that are big on the volleyball league.
Your sister's still single, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, at Baxter Jack's and Stooges. They have Stooges over by UPS.
Their volleyball league.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I used to work over that way.
I know a lot of volleyballers
I'm sure you do. You and Big Easy.
Yeah.
Mitch, do you want to play another one right now?
I feel like I've ruined his night. I feel like I've ruined Strebel's night
Thank
already.
Thank you, Mitch.
Strebo's got the same night he always has. Baseball, home, aliens, bourbon, or Busch Light. It's that. That's how it's happening.
I mean, you're right.
You're not ruining his night. Exactly what's happening.
Texter brings up a good point. Does Strebo being in the doghouse mean he can only drink a dozen beers instead of two dozen?
Instead of two dozen, yeah.
Well, that's a good point. I don't know. I might get home and they're all poured out. Who knows?
Probably that would not be a sad thing.
That would be a sad thing. I went home and she poured all my beers out, and I'm left beerless.
Texas says Cal wants to show Mac how to play four out, one in.
Is that what it is? That is a chess play by Cal.
By the way, you'll love this process, about process, Mitch. You'll love this. Process texts me today and goes, "What did Mitch cut that's in the drop box that said Mitch on Helen Keller?" And I said, "Yeah,
man.
So
I forgot about that.
While Diener was talking, he listened to that take. So there was like a 2-minute period where if Diener went to him, he was going to be listening to that horrific take.
I got an email.
Is this it? Is this Pavorsky?
I don't know. Let's see. It always comes through my Gmail. Come on, Pavorsky.
Is it Pavorsky? Why don't you just look on Twitter?
It's another DM. It's not Pavorsky. Damn it.
Well, who's it a DM from?
My guy, Gary. Listen to the show.
This is not a good segment for your wife to listen. My guy, Gary.
Yeah, he's a listener.
You just made that sound sketchy. My guy, Gary.
Yeah. No, I got excited because I thought it was Pavorsky to say, I've got 5 minutes.
Texas says, for the love of God, play the mitt sound. Mitch, you got to play the mitt sound. One more. Come on, you got to. She's never heard this before.
No.
Just searching right now.
He is. He's searching.
MIT. Or is it MIT? It's MITT, right?
It's two T's, yes.
It's two T's. Mrs. Strebel, he admitted that he plays with your mitt because he does not own one when he plays catch in the yard. That is the reference.
Yes. Because they were dragging me over that I don't have my own mitt. I have to use your mitt if the kids ever will play catch. I got made fun of that.
Oh, for the love of God, Mitch, have you found the sound? Is the computer?
Hold on.
Did it melt?
Texas says, "Hey, Strebel's the wife's mitt, nice and broken in."
It does the job.
But have you ever rubbed Vaseline on the mitt?
No, I haven't had to. Like I said, it catches fine. Doesn't need any extra.
It snaps.
Well, it does.
No, when you catch a ball, it snaps.
It does. It snaps. It's a nice pop.
That's cringe, man. Texas says, do you take the mitt on vacation and leave it out in the sun?
No. I want to say it, but you don't want to dry the mitt out. You can't put it in the sun. It's bad for it.
You'll dry the mitt out.
It'll dry the mitt out, yes. You don't want to leave it in the sun. You don't want to dry it out. Yeah. You don't want to do any of that.
Oh, man. Mitch is cringing right now.
I know he is.
No, we all are right now. I can't look at him.
I'm fine.
I'm looking at Tony Kornheiser in his high chair.
Yeah,
I can't look at him.
He's in a high chair. Talking about Kevin Durant.
Texas says the MOP is going to dunk on Mitch in the hallway of ESPN Louisville.
Man, I don't know if Luke can dunk.
I got to be honest.
He dunked in college.
He's not in college anymore.
I know.
I got to be honest. I feel like Mitch... Not against Luke. Mitch in general has won here.
Yeah, you have. Absolutely.
There's something amiss. There's something going on. And Mitch pivoting to how funny this is. Mitch is right on this one.
Yeah, he's going to get to the bottom of it, too.
He is.
He absolutely is.
Texas says, hey, guys, the CJ wrote an article about focus. Well, great.
Yeah, there we go. Getting the word out on focus, my favorite energy drink. Got some more coming this week.
Do you?
I do. Absolutely. I'm out.
What crisp apple is the new hot rage?
I tried that last time.
Okay.
It was really good. My wife liked it a lot, so she drank some of them. Yeah. She's like, I stole one of your focuses.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, leave your
I might
focuses.
I do a little more. Root beer this time. I still haven't had
the
root
beer.
I think
one.
The root beer is the one that's being delivered.
Oh, there you go. Root beer. There you go. Let's oddly take a break. On the other end, I have one more Davion Mintz follow-up that I want to get to. There's another Calipari follow-up. Maybe Dan McDonald news as well. The NFL potentially going to do something. And we got a bunch of sound. So we have another 25 minutes to go. We're jam-packed here on this Wednesday on ESPN 680. I swear to you, every single time we leave one of these segments, it always ends up then being a Hightower Men's Clinic.
Every single time.
It's not planned this way. Strebel's smiling right now. We'll find out what he's smiling about. But, guys, if you have erectile dysfunction or Peyronie's disease, ED, PD, you don't have to live with it. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com, 690-2800, 690-2800. If you want to find out more about them, schedule that free consultation today and find out more about their pulse wave therapy. FDA approved, no drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. Get a better life today and do so with the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800, HightowerMens.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Like, well, do you want to go outside and say hello to your wife? Should we take the show outside?
I mean, it's up to you. We can. I mean,
she should come in and give a hot take.
Well, she probably won't come in. She's got to get Kellen to.
Oh, he doesn't want any part of this.
No,
he's nervous right now.
Mitch
is very, very nervous.
And James Strebel.
You want to run out?
Yeah.
Say hello?
He can describe on the radio what's happening.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'll do.
That's fine. If she pulls up, you know, while we're on the air, I'll run out. Yeah, I'll run out.
You want to run out? You are nervous right now.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we keep it going here. One more segment to go, excuse me, on ESPN 680, 105.7. We got you until 6 o'clock, a little bonus hour coming your way. And then at 7:15, Lou City back in action. It's just an absolute perfect night to be out there.
I mean, it could
not be better. Beautiful, beautiful night. So get out to Lynn Family Stadium. If you haven't made it out there, tickets are available still. LouCity.com. LouCity.com/tickets. You can find them there. So easy to get in and out of that place. I mean, it is. You can save that for the mixtape as well, Mitch, if you would like. Now, we got to get the Strebels out there.
We need to go. Tonight's not the night. Kellen plays here in about 45 minutes or so. Next round of the All-Star Tournament, but eventually we got to go out there.
All-Star Tournament. Look at that.
Oh, a little bragging.
I like that.
Well, Wyatt beat Jeffersonville last night.
I don't like that.
And then tonight.
Let me say something about that. I saw that picture. And listen, three people are going to care about this.
Yeah.
The New Albany Little League jersey that your son has.
Yes.
And then the Jeff GRC jersey.
Yes.
Dude, the Jeff GRC jersey is fire.
Oh, they have nice uniforms. They do.
I think it's fire.
Yeah, they got nice uniforms. And tonight, Kellen plays the Knobs, HYR. So that's who he's going against tonight. So they beat and Thank Kellen you. Beat Jeff on Monday.
Wow, look at that.
So, yeah, yeah.
We need to make you do a Little League, a Southern Indiana. Mitch, would that be funny, a Southern Indiana
Little League update?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, the championship games are going to be Friday night. So we'll see what happens. It's double elimination. I'm excited. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. Okay, so we're going to do another giveaway. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
We did this last week, and it continues. We have two passes available for the V Foundation Classic at Sultan's Run Golf Club. It's all part of the Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour that we've been talking about for, what, the last 3 weeks or so? June 19th. That is coming up on Saturday in Jasper. Is that Saturday or Sunday? What's today? Wednesday.
Today is
17th. 16th. Is 13th. Yeah. So is that what is it? The 19th?
It's Saturday. Saturday.
Oh, so Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
I had no idea what day it was.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 19th in Jasper, beautiful Jasper, Indiana, 11 a.m. tee time. One of these passes is a $70 value. And so go to capitalgolf.net 267-9680. What number caller should we do, Strebel?
Let's do caller three again. Let's be consistent.
I thought you were going to be funny. and say 63.
So it's one call or two passes?
I mean, you're unbelievable. One call or two passes, yes.
All right.
We have two passes to give away. Again, the V Foundation Classic at Sultan's Run Golf Club as part of the Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour, Jasper, Indiana. It's coming up this Saturday. 11 a.m. is the tee time. One of these passes is a $70 value. Capital Golf. .net if you want to get in on any of that. Did you happen to see by any chance, did you happen to see that I think it was the NFL that's considering doing this?
What's that?
But the thought process is vaccinated media will get to do one-on-one interviews now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I did not see that, but, I mean, again, we talked about this last week or the week before. There are going to be perks for people that are vaccinated.
Here it is. Tom Palacero, who used to work in Minnesota now, I think it's the NFL Network, and a good NFL insider, says major developments for the media. Fully vaccinated media will be permitted to conduct in-person interviews with players for the first time since early 2020. Unvaccinated media not allowed in the press box, field, sidelines, locker room, etc. Now, I haven't read the entire thing, but he also tweeted out, I would have to look at this, that the NFL's not making their players obviously be vaccinated.
Sure.
But a long year if you're not.
Right. The testing and everything that they did last year will carry over to this year.
The NFL making that statement is not surprising. I wonder who else will.
Will
colleges? Will Kentucky and Louisville? Are you going to be able to? I mean there's
that's
going
what the
to be.
NBA's doing.
Well, I mean, Kentucky and Louisville are going to have. I don't know if the players and/or coaches would not be available if they're not vaccinated. I don't know. I have no idea how colleges will handle this as access in colleges, and I feel like locally. Has in some, I want to be clear, in some areas has got less and less. The one-on-one aspect has got less and less, and it's very easy to be comfortable with setting a player down in front of a computer and not having to go through the media scrum. I mean, what happens at Kentucky? They set out three chairs, essentially, and, you know, Larry Vaught's laying on top of Mark Story's laying on top of me.
Right.
He's laying on top of Keith Farmer. I mean, it's a very in-your-face, close atmosphere.
It is a scrum, absolutely.
For U of L, they just put a player at a podium. To me, I think that will be the pivot. That's my opinion, is they will have in-person media for Kentucky and Louisville. Louisville will keep it the way they have it. Mac at the podium, and then a player or two. And I think Kentucky will start putting three players at the same time on the podium instead of individual. That's my opinion. I have no insight on that. I've talked to nobody on that. But I'm interested now. This is going to be a growing thing, in my estimation, that the difference between vaccinated and not vaccinated players and media and fans is going to be a tangible issue that I think we'll talk about. Some people are going to – there are going to be some hot takes on this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last night there's hot takes. I don't know if you saw this.
I agree with the NFL, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
I want to be clear on that.
Yeah, I mean, last night the Foo Fighters put on a concert for fully vaccinated people only. And there was like a protest out in front of the venue.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. They did a concert last night, and only the people that could attend, they had to be fully vaccinated.
Really?
But there were no masks. There were no
Where was social this
distancing. I don't know where it was.
Oh, okay.
There's no social distancing or masks or anything. One of the protesters, and Mitch probably doesn't know who this is. Hell, you might not.
Okay.
Was Ricky Schroeder. You know who Ricky Schroeder is?
Boy, that name sounds really, really familiar.
He's from Silver Spoons, an 80s sitcom. He was like a child actor.
Okay.
He's become this big anti-vax guy. He got into it somebody like at Walmart or something recently, and there's like video. And so he was one of the protesters protesting the Foo Fighters doing a concert for only vaccinated people. So I think this story is going to become bigger and bigger as more of these events shake out. And like you're talking about the NFL.
The NFL will do what they want.
The NFL's going to do whatever the hell they want.
But I think, if Louisville or Kentucky did it.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, you can be in media scrums if you're vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, yes. And then
it tells on the player if the player's not vaccinated.
Right. Well,
and they score 35 points in a game,
and you can't interview them.
And you can't get close to them.
I think I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but Kentucky's doing all these satellite camps right now, and they're in person with little kids, and they're in person with, like, you know,
that's
other
a
adults.
Fair point.
I'm pretty sure I've heard Calipari say that his staff and his teams fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, I think the rate in college basketball or basketball teams is going to be what you would imagine in
much
the
higher than
90
the,
something
the
percentile
yeah.
in college basketball. But football, that's not going to be the case.
You're
I think
so many guys.
Satterfield said his staff had been, and again, I just can't remember, and I don't know the last time Mark Stoops is. Like, talk to the media. I'm saying that just because I don't know.
Last week was in, like, passing almost.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because that's when Roush asked the question about the quarterbacks. And he's kind of laughed and said, I'm not talking about that, and walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, classic Stoops.
Texas says, Strebel, if Kellen and Wyatt get into a fist fight, who do you back? Well, you separate it, right?
I separate them. I don't back anybody. We don't
fight. Have they ever got into a fist fight?
No, not a fist fight. They've never been in a fist fight. No one's ever swung. They
wow.
argue and they snipe back and forth.
I can see that.
And usually they run in and tell me or my wife, like, ugh. The other one did this or the other one did
that.
You got
to tell Kellen to
and
not
we
do
just,
that.
And we,
he's,
we
nine
do.
Years, he's 9 years old. You got to lay the law down. A parenting here.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Parenting,
like,
101. Don't worry. Stop being a snitch.
There's no tattling in the house. Like, we
I
shut
like that.
We shut that down. Nobody's a tattletale. We don't like tattletales. In the house, but there's not a lot of tattling lately, so we're trying to cut that out.
Oh, tattling.
Tattling, I don't like it. People don't, no one likes tattling. No one likes a tattletale.
That's what we have on Twitter all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Texas says, will NFL players not get vaccinated to avoid the media? It's a great take.
That is a great take.
I have no idea.
Who's the Washington player that came out and said, I'm not doing it?
No, I think the NFL has many, many players that aren't. So, like, I don't know if gas bags will be in the locker room, like, I don't know, and I don't know how the NFL is going
to
do it with vaccinated and non-vaccinated players.
I mean, you had to show your card.
They're going to do something. Oh, I would imagine so.
I'm glad I kept mine. I have mine.
Of course, you keep your vaccinated card.
Yeah, I kept my card. I have a secret drawer.
What else? What else is in the secret drawer?
It's like electronic stuff. All right. Yeah, like, it, nothing. Don't, it's on my dresser.
Doesn't sound like
a secret drawer.
Mitch, you want to play sound? I mean, there's like three or four on
what
here.
What sound
we have
would
to
you
play.
Like to play?
Well, Pratt swipes blank.
I want to hear that.
You want to? I think is that a good
That's
place
the top
to start?
Of my list.
I will
I think
say,
he swiped them a couple times.
Pratt and Issel, man,
they don't give a bleep.
It's good to have a little Kentucky blood.
Yes,
in there.
Yes,
and they're not even like obnoxious.
No,
they're not like.
Me.
Yeah.
Like me. There's like two Kentucky
Like, I
legends.
Can't even imagine if you put, like, two obnoxious Kentucky people in the middle of all the Louisville things.
I don't know.
Like, if Rummage every day had to deal with L's down in his face.
I think he would. Rummage isn't the one I worry about.
It's others.
Yeah, there's others I
okay,
worry about.
Understandable.
Rummage has an understanding of how this thing
we'll
works.
See. We'll
in
see.
In my opinion.
Okay.
You know?
He's drinking a mocha somewhere.
He is. In Las Vegas.
In the Sin City.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and play this, Mitch. I've not heard of this.
I mean, Blankenbaker, he's got the hate in him for Calipari, doesn't he?
He's got the hate in him for anything blue, okay?
Really?
It's all UK. He just hates him.
So he talks to Dan and I very friendly, even though he hates us.
Well, I don't know if he hates you guys individually, but hey, man, if it's you know, Coach Stoops or if it's John Calipari, yeah, he's pretty heavy-handed on his hatred of them.
Well, he'll hate us even more if he thinks Reed Shepard's coming to U of L. I'll
tell you. That's fair.
I'll tell you that.
Haymaker.
Yeah, they just sit back and cackle.
It's a haymaker.
Oh, I would agree, but saying what I said about him becoming a president general manager, it wouldn't be shocking. I wouldn't expect him to do it, but it wouldn't be shocking.
That has a possibility. Him coaching in the NBA has no possibility.
No possibility at all.
So whoever this Yahoo at Yahoo is, that ain't going to happen.
It's Blankenbaker.
Oh, Brett!
Look how happy you
He's
are.
He's coming after him.
You know the best part of this, Mitch? Strebel's allies here are luminaries.
They
are! Like, usually it's just some jackass.
On Twitter.
Yeah, it would be like someone from a sea of blue would be your ally. Right, and it's like, Strebel's ally isn't that great.
Yeah.
But now it's Pratt and Issel, which are like the ultimate allies.
They are the ultimate allies. Man, I love that.
Okay, now I have not heard this either, and I feel like we should have got to this at 3:30, Mitch, and I meant to tell you, and this is where we are today. Pratt and Issel had the UK strength coach on the basketball side.
Okay.
Now, how is this sound? Because I'm looking at your description right now, and your description is juicy, if you will.
It sounds exactly how it's printed out on that piece of paper.
Okay, now, I can't remember the gentleman's name.
I have no idea.
And I should know, because he's been highlighted. He's short, right? He's kind of short, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, what is his name? I can't even think of it.
Don't fake it.
No, I know who you're talking. I know who the guy is. If I saw his picture, I'd know exactly who it is. Put in a lineup, I could pick him out, but I can't think of his name.
Is it Robert Harris?
That's it. Robert Harris, yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm making that into a rejoin tomorrow. Hold on. I'll have his name here in one second.
Oh, okay,
you're
on.
A gem. The worst poker
it is
face
Robert.
Ever.
It is Robert
okay.
Harris.
Okay.
He talked about the UK U of L game coming up.
Oh, good. I want to hear this.
All right, well, go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, not a problem. Not a problem at all. And I know this is it's ESPN Louisville, and I don't got to – a lot of family in Louisville and, you know, growing up there, and I just want to let them know that we're going to beat Louisville by at least 15 this year.
Throw it down, Robert. That's what we like to hear.
How about that?
Yeah, Issel.
That needs to be the lead.
Throw it
How
down,
How do we get
Robert?
To that at 5:53?
Man, Robert Harris, my man. There we go.
Is it Robert Harris or Robert Johnson?
15.
Is it
Rob Johnson?
Is it Robert Harris or is it Robert Johnson?
All right, now I got to –
It's Harris.
It is Harris. Okay. Robert Harris, UK basketball. Yeah, there he is.
Why are you so scared about that?
I knew who he was.
Just because I got the guy's name wrong?
Yeah. That's exactly – like I said, I didn't know his name, but I knew exactly what he looked like. And you're right. He's on the shorter end.
What are you doing right now? Why
I don't know.
Why are you flustered
by
Robert Harris Johnson? I don't understand.
I'm not flustered. I'm excited that he went on – these airwaves have said at least 15.
Let's hear that again, Mitch. One more time.
Listen to you. Hey, not a problem. Not a problem at all. And I know this is it's ESPN Louisville, and I know I've got a lot of family in Louisville and, you know, growing up there, and I just want to let them know that we're going to beat Louisville by at least 15 this year.
Throw it down, Robert. That's what we like to hear.
It's at the end.
Listen, Diener, you got to play that at 7:04 tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, for Blanket Baker, he's got to hear that.
I mean, yes, absolutely.
He's got to hear it.
We got to play the blank sound.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We have to.
Okay. Which blank sound do you want to play?
I mean, him calling out us for thinking he's cheating the trivia.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was great sound. Did you?
I just thought it.
I thought it was a defeated
because
man.
It marked it.
It sounded like a defeated man
defeated?
To me. Yeah.
All right.
That's how I took it.
I haven't heard it.
We don't have to play it.
Oh, no, we can play it. It sounded like he pivoted to just blasting you about not showing up for trivia. But he didn't talk about not cheating. He talked about, he's like, why would I cheat at trivia? That's the same question
That's what we're asking.
Why are you cheating at trivia?
Yeah.
That's the exact same question.
Because we think it's happening.
I already asked you that. Play it. Go ahead.
So now what I know is now I'm being accused of cheating on a segment where I can win nothing, and he's still not showing up. So this is a big deflection. This is out of the John Calipari handbook. This is John Calipari going to the Memphis Commercial Appeal and complaining about the officials before the game actually happens.
This is the whole thing.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You know, Blankenbaker's cheating at trivia. You haven't shown up to trivia in 18 months, okay? You want to come? You want to show up here? You come in here. We're doing it every Tuesday, 9:30. You've been talking for 2 years now. Now I'm cheating. By the way, Patty Ice King, get him on the phone, okay? Because in 2.5 months, I've given away one prize on Stump the Gas Bag, okay? And that is you got to ring in quickly, and you shall not pass on Stump the Gas Bag versus me. And James Streeman doesn't call into that either. Or Andy Sweeney. I realize they're on the air. They can call in whenever they want to and challenge this. I'm not running, okay? I'm not running. This is where I am. I'm here 9:30 on Tuesday, 4:30 on Friday. We're doing trivia. I'm not giving away prizes. I'm answering questions. Anytime y'all want to show up, I'm right here.
I like that. He went Gandalf.
That's a good he did.
He went Gandalf the Grey. He shall not pass.
Mitch, you know Gandalf the Grey is.
Yes.
He likes Lord of the Rings, Mitch does. He watches it.
He turned into Gandalf the White, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right, yeah.
That's the guy that you guys liked in Callaway County, I would imagine.
I don't think they liked the Lord of the Rings movies.
If they did, though, Gandalf the White would be the one they liked. You know what? I don't know what it is. He's my favorite character.
I don't know.
And that Cameron Mills and Jeff Shepard, that Mark Pope, those are my favorite. Those are just good kids.
Well, they shot it, went in. Oh, I remember.
By the way, Blake Snell's a bum, Mitch. I mean, this guy, he was like, you know, one of my picks in fantasy baseball. He's just crushing me this year.
Not doing well.
Like 7 runs in 4 innings today. Ugh.
Well, I'll be there next Tuesday, Mark, if you're there. Let's go.
Texas says, play the wife, kick dirt on Drew Franklin. Well, I'm sure Strebel's wife's no longer listening. Texas says, does Big Rig have a plug on fake COVID vaccination cards?
No, I don't. I don't know how to get those. I had the real one. I had the legit one. I've got the up and up vaccination card. I'm good. I can go cover the cats.
You sound like you're lying.
No,
I know you're not lying. Yeah. You sound like you are.
I can cover the cats.
No, you mean you could cover the cats.
I could go and I could cover the cats in person. I could flash my card.
There
I am.
I guess I'm going to flash my card at some point to get into
an
arena.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I have no problem. Yeah. Mitch, you want to play one or two more to get out of here? We have bonus hour coming up next. Lou City at 7:15.
Yeah, we'll end on Blank Rant.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Wait. We also didn't play the Maben either. Do we need to play one of those?
Nah.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M. You know, it's murderer's row over there.
And we spent a whole year last year with Mark Stoops complaining about his schedule, you know, because he didn't get to put any of the cream puffs on that thing. You know, like they didn't get a chance to do that. They complained all year about their schedule. We got to play, you know, 10 SEC games. Oh, my God. Oh, woe is me. You know, but Vince Merrow had wasted no time. You know, I'm not saying we're Alabama or Ohio State, but we're damn near close. Meanwhile, his head coach is complaining about his freaking schedule. Okay? So, nah.
See, he's woken up now, process. He's woken up.
He's got to rev up the engine.
But you're not damn near Ohio State and Alabama if your head coach is complaining about your freaking schedule.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.